I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We've talked about the Olympics before in The Rough Draft Diaries, but today we're talking about a different kind of Olympics.
Okay, my name is Sue Hess, and my job is Special Olympics Toledo Public, which is an organization for school-age individuals that qualify for Special Olympics.
The Special Olympics is the world's largest sports organization for children and adults with intellectual and physical disabilities, providing year-round training and activities to 5 million people in 172 countries.
Worldwide, they do a winter competition and a summer competition, just like the Olympics does. Our national event is going to be in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. That goes on every 4 years, just like the regular Olympics.
Although these games are recognized by the International Olympic Committee, they're a little different than, let's say, the Paralympics, which often happen directly after the Olympic Games. The Special Olympics happen in their own time, rarely held within the same year of the Olympic Games. But the first one happened in 1968 in Chicago, the brainchild of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, sister to President John F. Kennedy, but also sister to Rosemary, the eldest daughter of the Kennedy family, and one born with intellectual disabilities. Rosemary inspired Eunice with an overall vision that people with intellectual disabilities could compete and at the same time unify together in public games. This personal connection is the same reason Sue got involved with the Special Olympics.
I actually had a cousin that had cerebral palsy, and I remember as a child how difficult it was for him, and even as an adult, how difficult it was for him to be involved with a typical sport. His intelligence was not affected that much, but his ability physically was. So I think that's my first exposure to someone that was different than the norm. But I always have that background with it and always been interested in those who had any kind of need, actually.
Before she became involved with the Special Olympics, Sue was a physical therapist assistant in Toledo Public Schools for 20 years, and it was this position at TPS that led her to create Special Olympics Toledo Public, a local chapter of the Special Olympics for school-age students in the greater Toledo area. And although she's been leading this local chapter for about 10 years, she's still looking to grow and expand the organization.
I think the difficulty is getting the information to all of the people that are really eligible. As I mentioned, my motive of getting Special Olympics in Toledo Public was to get the students, give them the opportunity, because there are so many kids at TPS with individual educational plan, but giving them the opportunity to do these sports. Mm-hmm. And sadly, I don't have a lot of involvement with my after-school sports from the TPS students themselves. I have a handful of them, probably less than 20% of the active athletes are from Toledo Public Schools. And in order to do that, I would have to provide transportation and all that. And my program is a totally separately funded program. I mean, none of the schools pay to have their kids come here or anything like that. I don't have any funds other than what I am able to get through grants, donations. We do fundraisers. It's that type of organization. So it's all self-funded.
Running a self-funded organization means that Sue relies on the community for support for her after-school programs. The bowling alley she uses has never charged her for using the lanes. Various schools volunteer their gyms for the basketball and track and field events, and countless community members have donated and supported these games, making these athletes feel that they are the same as everyone else.
You know, when you see the kids that struggle so hard to accomplish things, and they are rewarded for what they're able to do, not just as a, okay, here's your little reward, but that they really get to show what they can do, that we can compete just like any other child, you know, any other sports program in the area. We're competitive. We like winning. We like trying our best. For me, one of the wonderful things that has come out of this, or that I've been able to see, is the growth of the individuals, not just as a individual sports person, but then they look at the whole picture and they see, oh, there's other kids that are struggling. Maybe I can help them learn how to do it better. So I've had some what we call athletic leaders wanting to help some of the younger kids rather than even compete themselves. They would rather now help the younger kids. Kind of things are just really neat to see when you see these kids mature and understand what they have received and want to pass that on.
Passing on that sense of leadership takes many forms. Sometimes it's one athlete uploading a video of himself on Facebook doing jumping jacks, hoping to encourage others to do the same.
This is for Jacob and Jay. I'm doing my exercise today outside. One, two.
Then another athlete showing how many sit-ups he can do.
And down. And up one. And down.
It's the sound of support at a football game.
Get him! Get him! Kyle!
A swim meet.
Swimmer, hit your mark.
And a soccer match. That makes these games and these athletes feel that they are not alone.
All right, still in.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Ref Draft Diaries.